Mike Kuhn, Steve Mitchell, and Stephen Pat Savoris were at the track with him. A rising young racer and his crew, all good friends, doing exactly what they wanted to be doing with their lives. The Busch 200 was set for Saturday. Friday was for practice and qualifying, all of which just gave me another reason to smile. The Cup teams had the weekend off. For us, it was a two-week breather between the Pontiac Excitement 400 in Richmond, which Dale Earnhardt Jr. had won, becoming the first repeat winner of the season, and the Winston, the All-Star race on May 20th in Charlotte, a perfect time for a father-daughter getaway. The NASCAR world had been buzzing about Adam ever since he had won an ARCA race, part of the NASCAR feeder series named for the Automobile Racing Club of America, his first ever. At 18 years and 3 months old, the youngest driver to ever do that. You know whose record he broke? Mine. I was 18 years and 8 months old. There we were, Adam and I, already making our own family traditions. He was now in his second season as a Busch Series regular, itching to move up to Cup Series racing, NASCAR's main event. No one could say for sure how far Adam might go in racing. It was too early to speculate. But when people asked me how I felt about my son's career choice, I always had the same answer. Like any dad feels when his teenager leaves the driveway for the first time, I sure hope he makes it back safe. I thought the line was funny. It almost always got a laugh. It had been quite a spring for the Pettys. On April 5th, my grandfather, Lee Petty, the patriarch of the Petty racing family, had died at 86. What my grandfather started, my father, Richard Petty, and my uncle, Maurice Petty, carried on. It always felt more to me like a family business or a family farm than anything as grand as most people made it out to be. Stock car racing had supported our family for more than half a century, brought amazing joy into our lives, and gotten Adam labeled the first fourth-generation professional athlete in America. That sounded nice, but when you thought about it, it was also an awful weighty legacy for a 19-year-old to haul around. Adam was just a kid, as anyone who knew him at all could plainly see. And let's be honest, I wasn't exactly tearing him up in my number 44 Hot Wheels Pontiac. Just one top 10 finish so far that season, my 20th as a Cup regular. But I wasn't sweating it. The season was just getting rolling, and I felt like I was starting to fall into a good rhythm. Plus, I had decided in my mind to step back from driving and move out of my son's way, as my father, for personal and financial reasons, had been unable to move out of mine. My dad won his 7th NASCAR championship the year I started. He loved racing too much to quit. I didn't want to do that to Adam. I wanted him to have every chance to thrive. Once he was really up and running, he should be the Petty driver, I believed. Montgomery Lee was 14 and loved horses at least as much as her brother Adam loved race cars. Which is to say, she really, really loved them. She rode Western and seemed to have a knack for it. She had a beautiful bay mare named Dawn, and they had been doing well together at some serious horse shows. Montgomery Lee wanted to see what showing horses was like in England, so we were going to a show at a castle outside London. For me, it was that 1 week a year where it was just the two of us. I didn't know much about horses. And what I did know was entirely from the dad's perspective. I knew it didn't make any difference whether your daughter had a $2 million horse or a $2 horse. It still ate the same amount of food. And I knew that, however much you thought your daughter's love of horses was going to cost you, you had no earthly idea. As I told my friend Jeff Burton when his daughter started riding, figure up how much money that horse is going to cost and multiply it by 10. Get the money in $5 bills and go to the Bank of America building in Charlotte. Then throw all that money off the roof. It'll be much cheaper that way. Jeff didn't believe me, until one day he did. If only I had known, he said with a laugh. He wasn't complaining any more than I was. My daughter loved horses, and her daddy was along for the ride. We had a magical Saturday at the horse show. The beautiful castle, the impressive animals, the talented riders. The look on Montgomery Lee's face as she took it all in. There was a message waiting for me in the lobby when we got back to the hotel. Call Mike Helton. From the highest highs to the lowest lows, no one has lived the NASCAR life quite the way I have. Thankfully, along with